Close your eyes. Take a couple of long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there, and then try to stay there. All the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Each in-breath, each out-breath. You're trying to develop a quality of consistency here. And notice if the breath feels comfortable. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can adjust the breathing. Make it shorter, more shallow. Heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what breathing feels good for the body right now. Energizing if you're tired. Relaxing if you're tense. Soothing if you're feeling frazzled. This breath is like energy for the mind. If you want the mind to stay here, you've got to give it something good to stay with. So think of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. Because when we talk about breath, it's not just the air coming in and out through the nose. But it's the movement of breath energy through the body. You feel the rise and fall of the abdomen, the rise and fall of the chest, or anywhere at all in the body where you're sensitive to it. We've met today to make merit for Dan, passed away 7 days ago. The idea of making merit, it's an old Buddhist custom. And the idea of merit is an old Buddhist teaching. Basically, it's, as the Buddha said, acts of merit, things you do to make merit, are another word for happiness. Merit may not be the best translation of the Pali term punya. It's better to think of it as goodness. You're doing good and finding happiness in doing good. And it's the kind of happiness that doesn't have boundaries. If our happiness depends on material gain, status, praise, sensual pleasures, we can share that with only a narrow range of people. And in a lot of cases, when you gain, somebody else loses, or when they gain, you lose. That kind of happiness creates divisions in the world. But there are three activities the Buddha said are meritorious, that give rise to happiness that spreads around. When you're generous, you benefit from the quality of generosity in your own heart. It makes your heart larger, more spacious inside. And other people benefit, of course, from the gifts you give. When you're virtuous, you follow the precepts against stealing, killing, illicit sex, lying, taking intoxicants. You benefit from behaving in an honorable way. And of course, other people are not harmed by your behavior. And then there's developing thoughts of goodwill in the mind. Think of goodwill for all beings, not just partially. Think of all the beings in the world who want to find happiness. And realizing that true happiness, if it's found inside like this, doesn't lead to conflict. So your true happiness doesn't conflict with anyone else's true happiness. And you don't have any ill will for anybody, because if you have ill will for them, then you're not going to be generous, you're not going to be virtuous. You're placing limitations on yourself. So you're trying to create a mind state where your generosity, your virtue, and goodwill spread around. With an expansive mind state like this, then you can dedicate that to Dan. Think of this as a gift you want to give to him, so put your mind in good shape. And if he knows that you're doing this for him, then he's going to be happy. And that happiness that comes from your dedication then becomes his merit, his goodness. This is the kind of thing that you can spread even to people who passed away. As long as they know, as long as they approve, they can have a share as well. It's in this way that we think of the goodness that Dan did. We make up our minds, we want to make sure that that goodness doesn't die from the world. His passing away doesn't mean that good things have been taken away from the world. He didn't take all the good things of the world with him. There's still good things we can do. When you think of him, his passing away, you realize that this is nothing out of the ordinary. We have a chant where, in English, it says, aging, we're subject to aging, illness, and death. In Thai, they translate that as saying, aging is normal, illness is normal, death is normal. These are normal facts all over the world. There's the story of a king who came to see the Buddha one time, and while he was talking to the Buddha, one of his courtiers came and whispered in his ear that his favorite queen had died. And the king's shoulder slumped. He was at a loss for words. And the Buddha reminded him, when has it ever been the case that something that's born doesn't die? As soon as we're born in this world, we're entering the line for dying. We don't know where we are in the line. Some people barge to the head of the line. But we're all going to go there. So we have to be prepared. That's the other meaning of having a ceremony like this, is you think about the fact that you too will someday die. What good work do you need to do before you go? what things are you going to be finding hard to let go of in this world? Well, they're going to be taken from your grasp, so you want to let go, learn how to let go of them now. That chant that we had just now for the, over the cloth, anicca vata sankhara, all fabricated things, which means everything that's put together through intentions, are inconstant. Arising, they pass away. Sometimes they pass away as they're arising. Their final stealing is peace. All beings pass away, will pass away, have passed away. I too will pass away. So take this as an opportunity to be heedful. We don't know how much time we have. Dan's time was taken away very quickly, very suddenly, unexpectedly. Death can be like that. Other times it can be long and lingering. But now that we have the strength to do good, let's do good with our lives. So be ready to go when the time comes. That's the lessons you take from a ceremony like this. One is there's still ways of helping the people passed away. But then you have to focus on what you still need to do in this lifetime. Their passing has shown that passing can happen suddenly without any warning. Dan had no idea that morning that was going to be his last day. And so the Buddha reminds you every morning as the sun rises, this could be your last day. What work needs to be done on the quality of your mind? So you take a good mind state with you. So think of this as an opportunity to make merit, dedicate it to Dan, and then dedicate your life to doing the good that you need to do as heedfully as you can.